This is KCUR. As early as the age of 3, Scott Feaker identified as a boy, although genetically, he was born a girl. Feaker met with his friend Debbie Jackson in a StoryCorps recording booth in Kansas City earlier this summer, to talk about his transition into his true identity.
I am gay, and I am also a trans man. So I first realized at 3 years old that the world was confused about me. I knew what boys and girls looked like, but it wasn't until I was probably 5, when my cousin Kathy was born, that I realized that my penis was missing, and that's why people were calling me a girl. Yeah, I was convinced that I was a boy, it's just that my penis hadn't gotten there yet. I thought that God would bring it to me.
Back in the day that you were growing up, when was it that you finally felt free that you could try to be more expressive?
We lived in the inner city when I was in grade school. When we moved to Dearborn, Missouri, I was out in the country, so I got to do more exploring and do more things that I wanted to do. You know, by the time we moved there, I was in eighth grade. And so times had started to change as far as clothing. You could wear pants to school. When I was in grade school, you had to wear dresses. So I stashed a pair of my shorts and t-shirt and stuffed them in a tree on the way to school. And I would change clothes behind a tree. And we had parent-teacher day or whatever, and I was outed at that point. You know, it was in grade school that I quit going to the bathroom during the day, that I trained myself to hold it because I didn't want to go in the girls' room.
So what was the consequence of that parent-teacher meeting?
They were not happy. My mother's mother was schizophrenic. And so when I started doing what they thought were bizarre things, that alarmed her.
You came out multiple times. Obviously, eighth grade on, living at home, you were not allowed to live in any kind of authentic way. So what was the next part of your coming out process?
Undergraduate college. I came out then. People still didn't get, I'd say that I was a boy or that I felt male. But it wasn't talked about a lot back then, back in the early 70s. It just wasn't something that everybody knew about. The only thing that I saw was Christine
Jorgensen.
Jorgensen. And that's the first clue I had that what I experienced and what I believed was actually out there.
You had very, very limited public figures, stories. But today we have Google. And we have story after story after story of famous people coming out. And there's so much more exposure and interest in trans lives. So what would you say to anyone who's wanting to come out now? And this could be someone your age. I mean, we have people who are in their 50s and 60s. I know someone in their 80s who have just started testosterone for the first time. And then we have people like my child who told us that she was a girl on the inside when she was 4. So what would you say to people now who want to come out?
I think that the most helpful thing I could say is you know who you are and you have a right to be who you are. Not all trans people want to do a medical transition. Some people can't for medical reasons. But as far as having a hairstyle, clothing style preference, and changing your name, being who you are, you can do that at any time, at any age. I hope the younger kids have the support that I didn't have. Your daughter's got great parents.
And well, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That was Scott Feaker and his friend Debbie Jackson. This interview is recorded in Kansas City as part of StoryCorps' Out Loud project, a national initiative to record and collect stories from the LGBTQ community. It was produced by KCUR's Suzanne Hogan.